T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Joe, what's next?
Well, at 8:20, we've got Ken Goslin, business writer for the Hartford Courant, about the vision to replace the I-84 viaduct.
Yeah.
That could change the look and feel of downtown Hartford. Probably doesn't happen in our lifetime. And David Lightman will talk about the redaction and everything in D.C. yesterday, which will divide the country more than it will heal it. I think that's pretty safe to say. But right now,
it ain't over.
Nothing going on at the state capitol today, but God forbid we let Christine Stewart sleep late. She's with us, the brains behind CT News Junkie. Well, you're up with your little one anyways, right?
I am. She's actually a late sleeper. So
really?
This is usually before
lucky.
She gets up. Yeah.
Is your business manager up at this time or no?
No.
No, of course not. He lets you do all the heavy lifting. Christine's business manager, her husband, the fabulous Doug Hardy. So, look, let's put the cards on the table here. The rally last weekend, only 125, 150 people showed, but the supporters say it's great. They have people out there. The people who oppose it say, well, that shows that maybe nobody cares. The truth's probably somewhere in the middle.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that these groups have, you know, large number of people who have signed their online petitions, but signing an online petition, coming out on a rainy day. Two totally different things. So there is another rally scheduled, and this rally is kind of interesting because it's shaping up not only to be an anti-toll rally, but they've teamed up with the Yankee Institute and another group called Hands Off Our Schools, which is a group that group that formed it to beat back any sort of school regionalization efforts.
I think the Libertarian Party was involved in this, too. I'm pretty sure. I can't guarantee it.
The previous one from last Saturday? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
But, you know, I think part of the thing is we all remember back to the days. Well, I wasn't here. I just got here after. But when the income tax passed and, you know, a ton of people on the Capitol lawn, Lowell Weicker, you know, walked out amongst them. And,
you were six at the time, I think, Christine.
<Dang. so. laughs> That's right. But, you know, you get this huge crowd for the income tax. But, you know, for tolls, which in a sense could be considered to be a tax, not that many people.
Yeah, you know what? Well, they are planning the other rally.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, this is an issue that's continuing to be debated. And, you know, what's interesting, you mentioned the income tax. So yesterday, the Democrats, ignoring Governor Lamont, totally ignoring Governor Lamont, came up with a 2% surcharge on the capital gains tax.
No.
So back in the day, as in order to make the income tax more palpable to his friends in Greenwich,
exactly.
What Governor Weicker did was he reduced those taxes substantially. And, you know, the top bracket, they still pay capital gains at the moment. It's just at 6.99%. And Democrats yesterday proposed a surcharge of 2% on top of that.
Does the fate of this bill, Christine, reside in the progressive caucus in the Democratic Party in the House?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure, you know, where they're going to ultimately land. You have a lot of new lawmakers. There's 40 in the progressive caucus. On any given vote, if all the Republicans in the House vote against something, you can have 16 Democrats join them and still get it over the finish line.
Hmm.
For votes that need a simple majority. So it's going to be difficult because basically what's going to happen now is once the Democrats come out with their budget, which is the first week of May, they're going to go behind closed doors with the Lamont administration. Republicans are probably not going to be in the room, and they're going to work it out.
Because they don't matter. Yeah, it's hard to say, but it's true. You know, the other thing I heard was there's going to be somebody was kicking around, maybe it was Martin Looney, I'm not sure who, but a mansion tax.
Senator Looney.
Yeah, okay, explain that just a bit, what that's all about. It's not going to affect most of us, but some people it might.
It hasn't been fleshed out in legislation, so we're not quite clear what he's talking about or how he would define a mansion or, you know, an estate. I'm assuming that he would do it by some sort of square footage, but it would be, he believes that it's an easier way to tax people because basically you can't, property is something that is not leaving the state of Connecticut, staying here.
Christine Stewart with us from CT News Junkie. The House is closed. The Senate is closed today for the holiday weekend. The House Speaker, Mr. Arasimowitz, is apparently vowing to call the bills on minimum wage and paid family medical leave in the next few weeks.
He is. So there's still there is some tension with the Lamont administration again. So we see the Democratic Party and the Democratic governor, who comes from the business world, odds at how exactly to go about implementing this. You know, Governor Lamont said he would like to privatize some of the administration of paid family leave, and there's some in the Democratic Party who that's a non-starter.
And, Christine, as I understand it, the paid family leave would be funded by an unemployment tax, so to speak, that would be put into this big kitty of money and then distributed, you know, if you had to take time off.
Yes. And so in order to make this work, to make sure that it remains solvent, everybody in the state of Connecticut has to contribute. So there's basically nobody who is exempt from this. And even if your company right now offers you some sort of paid leave, that would no longer exist. You would have to contribute to this program.
Is the governor surprised, Christine, that the Democrats aren't just marching with him right down the aisle on every issue? Did he expect any dissent?
I don't think that he expected any. Well, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I don't think that, you know, he doesn't appreciate what he said, what he called yesterday as false choices, and that he seems that the political world is full of these false choices. But I think that, you know, he expected some pushback.
And, of course, CBIA is totally against this, I guess. With this family leave, would there be a limitation? In other words, would you, let's say, an employer of 50 or less, would you be exempt or would you be there? You're in on it.
No. So under the Democratic proposal, not Governor Lamont's proposal, it would be even if you had up to one employee. So it would go down to one employee. And if you were a sole proprietor, if you wanted to voluntarily contribute to this fund, you could.
On the sales tax items, of which there were 7,321 originally, do you think a lot of those are going to go by the wayside, or do you think most of those are going to get instituted?
Those are probably going to get instituted. I mean, I think that they do want to broaden the sales tax base, and right. You know, even though it's regressive, Lamont thinks it's the most fair way to go about it.
Well, and it's funny because the Progressive Caucus, which you mentioned a while ago, they're dead set against the expansion because they say it's regressive, not progressive. And so that's why you're seeing some of these other things get thrown out.
On certain items, because basically people who have a higher income actually use more services, and this broadening of the sales tax base would hit more services than the regular goods.
Hey, there's one thing going on at the Capitol Monday I'd like you to break down when the Judiciary Committee meets. It's an act prohibiting the import, sale, and possession of African elephants, lions, leopards, black rhinoceros, white rhinoceros, and giraffes. What are we doing up there? Seriously, what are we doing up there?
Plastic bags.
Oh, my God. Well, this is...
This is beyond that.
Are you going to sell me... What, is Will going to come in and sell his African elephant on the air as if it's a tag sale?
He tried yesterday. Anyway, hey, listen.
Hey, are we going to see you on our TV at all this weekend? Are you on any of the various shows?
No, I'm not. I actually saw, Mr. Max Reese coming out of the governor's office with what looked like the entire set for NBC.
Okay.
30.
Wow.
Good to have you, Christine.
Thanks, Christine.
Always.
Have a great holiday.
All right.
Say hi to Doug for us. Bye-bye.
CT News Junkie. You can also, if you want, support this kind of journalism.
An act prohibiting the import, sale, and possession of African elephants. Let's just sink in for a minute. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's a major topic.
Mike, what do you do with your giraffe? Do you take it out to eat or do you let it eat at home?
Well, I usually let it bring an orange to school.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, perfect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.